Time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you were listening yesterday, you know what we're doing today. We're in the middle of the study of the book of Ruth. And if you want to follow along in your Bible, turn to Ruth chapter 3, and we'll begin reading in verse 6. And we'll complete the reading of this little book in the Old Testament, and then go to a devotional reading that will be the 91st Psalm. And then we'll begin looking at the notes that old brother E.A. Elam made on this study of the book of Ruth for the Sunday school of April the 29th, 1923. And I think you're going to find this most fascinating and interesting. I know I always do when I study about Ruth. We're doing a study of great men and women in the Old Testament. And so now we're looking at Ruth, and the title of the lesson is Ruth, the Faithful Daughter. That's what her mother-in-law called her. She called her her daughter. And so that's how we have the title for this lesson. Now, as you're turning to the book of Ruth, chapter 3, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, we're ready to continue our reading at Ruth chapter 3 and verse 6. And she went down into the threshing floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, my daughter. Thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou sayest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a worthy woman. And now, it is true that I am a near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as Jehovah liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could discern another. For he said, Let it not be known that a woman came to the threshing floor. And he said, Bring the mantle that is upon thee, and hold it. And she held it. And he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her. And he went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley he gave me. For he said, Go not empty to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not rest till he have finished the thing this day. Ruth chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate, and set him down there. And behold, the near kinsman of Boaz spake, came by, of whom he said, O, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the near kinsman, Naomi, that is come out of the country of Moab, selleth the parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to disclose it unto thee, saying, Buy it before them that sit here, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi? Thou must also buy it of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the near kinsman said, Well, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Take thou my right of redemption upon thee, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the custom in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning exchange to confirm all things. A man drew off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was the manner of attestation in Israel. So the near kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thyself. And he drew off his shoe, and Boaz said unto the elders and to the people, You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Jehovah make the woman that is to come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem, and let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare to Judah, of the seed which Jehovah shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went in unto her, and Jehovah gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be Jehovah, who hath not left thee this day without a near kinsman, and let his name be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of life, and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, who loveth thee, who is better to thee than seven sons hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave her a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez beget Hezron, and Hezron beget Ram, and Ram beget Amminadab, and Amminadab beget Nashon, and Nashon begot Solomon, and Solomon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. And thus we come to the end of the reading of the book of Ruth. Now the golden text for this story and for this lesson is Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16, where it says, Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. The devotional reading is the 91st Psalm, which I will read at this time. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wing shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, Jehovah, art my refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh into thy tent. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways, and shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he hath set his love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The geographical notes for this Sunday school lesson are the area about Bethlehem. And we'll see that as we go. It's in Bethlehem and in the land of Moab is where the location of this lesson occurs. Let's talk about the purpose of the book of Ruth. And I read now here from Elam's notes. The time when the facts recorded in the book of Ruth occurred is not given, except as stated in verse 1, in the days when judges judged. This means during that period of time. Not during all the time when the judges judged. The name of the one who wrote the book is not given. It seems a connecting link between the time of the judges and the time of the kings, since it gives the genealogy of David from Perez. Ruth chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. Its purpose is to state the marriage of the dutiful Ruth, the Moabitess, to the pious Boaz, and so how she was incorporated into the genealogy of David and of Christ. In this sacred line, two Gentile women are mentioned, Rahab and Ruth, and both for their faithfulness. Let me read that to you from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The book of Matthew begins, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren, and Judah begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Solomon, and Solomon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king." Well, this is a beautiful story, the story of Ruth, a story of tenderness and love, of devotion of a true woman, like the love of David for Jonathan. The devotion of Ruth to her mother-in-law has become immortal, like the women who anointed the Savior with the precious ointment in Matthew 26:6-13. The story of Ruth is told wherever the story of God's people is read. There was a famine in the land. The facts leading to our lesson as stated in the previous part of the chapter are as follows. It's in the days when the judges judged. There was a famine in the land. It is not stated what caused the famine, whether it was caused by the depredations made upon the people by the Philistines or by the enemies or by a drought, but probably by the later. And at this time, Elimelech and his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judea, left Bethlehem and went across Jordan into the land of Moab to dwell there. Ephrath and Ephrathah are the same as Bethlehem.